for the coffee.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Oh, are you tired?
Evie. Well, do you know, I've been knitting them.
What's your knitting?
Well, I finished it. It was a sweater for...
Stephanie. All my sisters said, brush little knitting.
That one.
Oh, that's nice.
I
like the one with the hood as well.
That's nice, isn't it? A cardigan pattern with it as well. And it's moss stitch.
What size does it go up to?
Oh, it's
about 4 or 5. It goes up to a 30-inch chest from a 20.
Oh.
You can borrow it if you want.
Thank you. Dorothy's just had a pile of nice patterns given as well.
Well, I've got that in the market, actually.
In fact, Dorothy has a lot of nice patterns at the moment. I'm sure she'd lend you.
Well, I started off, this is our size.
I like the colour.
By the measurements.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it was far too big. So, Julie
well
was
and
down,
baggy, you know.
And I said, she says, oh, that was swamp. I says, I know, but I says, that's our size. So, I haven't pulled it out, but I started again. And
you're
I
wearing
knit,
quite baggy.
And I knitted on a smaller size, which is still quite big, and I finished it. But I've only got like two balls left and that. So what I'm going to do is knit Joshua some with it. But it's all moss stitch, and you see, welts are difficult for me with my neck.
Mm-hmm.
And so my head's been feeling like a ton weight. I feel as if it's going through the bed because my neck isn't functioning properly as it knows. And so I haven't really been sleeping properly, and so I'm going to have to tell my sister that I can't do this knitting now. It's just too much. So this was the size I smaller size I knit.
It'll be quite cozy and everything.
It's a pretty colour.
It is nice.
I like the pattern as well.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, I gave Julian the choice of what, and she said, oh, I think that one,
mm-hmm.
when she looked at the pattern. So, but I've put a press stud on there, because she has a lot of hair, and she wears it in a ponytail.
Yes.
It's sometimes difficult getting things on and off.
Mm-hmm.
So, that was that.
Dorothy told me about some at the Stop Hill Wool Shop. You know, it's not cotton, but it looks like cotton. You know, the colour with it, and then a sort of bubbly bit of white on.
Oh, yes.
She said, get yourself up there. They've got some 50 pence a ball.
Mm-hmm.
So I went up, and I was going to knit a blue one for myself.
Mm-hmm.
And they only had 4 balls of blue left.
Oh.
So I got a pattern to knit a vest, sun top
mm-hmm.
thing for
oh,
Shirley.
Oh, yes.
And I got a turquoise one for myself.
Mm-hmm.
That takes 7. That's a nice pattern. It's got short sleeves in. I'll have to let you have a look at that one to see if you want to borrow that one. It's a nice. It's got a.
Well, I'm certainly not doing any more moss stitch. I can tell you.
Yes.
It's all tensing with muscles.
Mm.
And it hasn't agreed with me.
Yeah. Right. I must go and do some work. Thanks again for the coffee.
See you next time.
Yeah.
Oh,
I've dropped my keys. Oh. One parcel. Aren't you expecting this?
No.
Oh. You know when you rang the other night? You did sound like Jackie. I was sure you were Jackie on the phone, and with her not living here very long.
Uh-huh.
I thought she'd just, you know, she was worried about her children, because as usual, you know, left the kids behind, they were in my house.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, well, if you don't know.
There again, it could have been something that sent one that said it was 44 days or something, and I thought, look at that in the morning or something.
44 days?
Mm.
Oh. Oh, well.
Going to get
get some money out to pay your debts with a pan in your hand.
Oh no, this is, I've just got some new pants. It's a big one off the lodge, didn't you, Helen?
Oh.
No, my bathroom tiles are coming on Tuesday. I mean, the bathroom's not getting done until summer, but I found the tiles I want to sell.
Yeah, then why are you kind of going to sell out?
Yeah. I was up the street before, I've got the bin inside.
We want some, what do they call it, quarry tiles. Uh-huh. You know, the step down into the kitchen.
Yeah.
I would like some quarry tiles on there, but we can't get any of the narrow ones. They've got a curved edge.
Made it out, the ones I wanted, I'd seen them in Newcastle. And Robson's are getting them tiles. And they've got cheaper.
Well, they told us that we couldn't get it. They couldn't get us any with a curved edge. And I don't want the little ones tripping up and crushing their heads on it.
No, I see.
And in the corner where the door is, there's a hole in the step underneath the door hinge.
Uh-huh.
And James Triplett is pushing bits of paper, and I should imagine there's pens and cranes and all kinds down there.
The only thing you could do is get the, you know, like that plastic edge, and you can get the wall tile.
Yeah.
It's curved. Put a bit of that in. Yeah. That would take the raw edge off. It would curve it down.
You can get them in the square ones, the 6x6, but I wanted, the way we worked it out, 8x4 would work out more economical. Because eventually I wouldn't mind the kitchen having quarry times. I like quarry times. Right. See you. I don't know. I went along to ask Betty and Paul if they knew. It's been there since before 1:30, I think. I was putting the washing on at the back and I saw the end of it sticking past the house. I think it must be a driver. He can't be actually at a wedding because...
You can just pretend it's your new car.
Oh yes, you can dream. I know what it was. The Empire Stores man brought a parcel for Jackie when she was out, and when I took it along to her to save me locking myself out, I put the sneck up. I must have forgotten to put it down when I came in again. That was hours ago. Well, I'd hardly be out if the door wasn't locked when it's dark.
The door was standing open.
Ooh.
And there was
the inside door closed?
Yes, The inside door was closed.
We haven't got any of next door's cats upstairs then.
No cats could get in.
Have you had a good day?
Well, it depends what you mean by a good day. It's terribly heavy.
Why? Did you have any deaths?
No deaths, thank goodness. But a lot of poorly people, I'm afraid. But they're all right tonight. Not expecting any deaths yet.
Not enough for this week. Right.
I'll get you something to eat.
Thank you.
Are you hungry?
A bit, yeah.
It's ready, I just warm it up.
Thank you. Jackie in until you took the parcel.
Yeah.
She gets a heck of a lot of parcels, that woman. She must be the best one of the best customers they've got.
Yes, but she's got all the she's got hundreds of, well, not hundreds, but she's got a lot of customers. I mean, she works in huge offices, doesn't she?
Right. It's the biggest employer of civil servants outside London.
Yeah. was what I thought was a white rose parked outside our house when I was putting the washing on the line just after you went to work. After I washed the dishes, I was putting, and it was, I could see it at the front. It turned out it wasn't a rose, it was a Bentley, but I don't know one car from another.
Still a rather classic car.
Yes. Well, it looked like a wedding car because there were bouquets in the back. Mm-hmm. And Paul was working on his car out the front. And I went to ask him if he knew who was getting married. And he said it had been standing there for quite a while. He thought it was maybe just the driver had taken someone to the church and was waiting to go back for them. And Betty called me in for a cup of coffee. And I was there, I think, for over 2 hours. I didn't mean to stay that long, just had a lot to do. Anyway, it was
like
still
what?
There. It was still there when I took.
You mean you had to do like what?
Housework. Mm. It was still there when I took Jackie's parcel to her, and I didn't look out the window until about 5 o'clock, and it had gone there. Yes, and that Betty fixed the do wedding cars as well. This is hard enough.
Thank you.
Has that just come through the letterbox?
No, it came before.
I'll make you some coffee.
Yes, it's hot enough, thank you. Well, there was no rain when I came in. It's supposed to suddenly start. Well, these poor blighters who got flooded could do with a wind to dry the houses out, couldn't they? When you delivered those leaflets this morning in Auburn Place, the house at the end.
Which one?
The one that was flooded, the one that was.
The one facing onto the bridge?
Yes. That his thought and did it all up. When they told me at work she bought that house because they lived up at Green Lane, I thought, my golly, they picked a bad spot there because there's no flood protection at all there. And in fact, when the river rises, it drops down onto that house and the house next door. Anyway, I saw that everything was up. The door, the back door was open, the front door was open. There was everything up from downstairs. And must be awful.
Around there yesterday, the curtains were down and it looked as if there was a table piled up with cardboard boxes in the front
there
window.
There was, well, as it was today, there was a table. And a house further along in Abbey View there, because I did, there was four houses
the
right
there. The one on the
corner? No.
The one just past the social club?
No, not that one. Well, that one, I delivered there, but no, about three houses along from that. They were decorating. Now, it looked as if they were newly decorating, so whether the water got into there or not, but it didn't look as if they were in the process of decorating, so I hope it didn't for their sake.
Well, that one on the court, the first one.
That's the one that appears on television.
That was the one that was on television with the water right way up it.
But further on, you know where, what they call the teacher is.
Ryan's.
They've got sort of walls in front of the houses right next to the bay windows with a slot where the slot in these steel plates.
Okay.
Yes, so yes, there are two or three of them there at that end.
I've never noticed that.
Yeah. And they had they all had sandbags around there, but they had these sort of walls built up. I mean, the decorative walls, they've got plants growing in the top and this sort of thing, but up to about the level of the window. Mm-hmm. And then they have the gap for the path, and they have a steel plate, because when I went up, I had to climb over the steel plate, because I hadn't removed them, mm-hmm. even though the water was all down. But
have they done that themselves?
I think so, yes. I think so. Yes, because they're not the same. I mean, each house was different, but not all of them had them. There's only two or three had done that, and that was at Brian's end.
Well,
the
he is the very end one, isn't he?
I don't know if he's. Well, it's his end. I don't know if it's his house. I can't remember if it was his house. But at that end of the
didn't
street.
Didn't he buy the one that we looked at once?
Well, he did look at one there. I can't remember. I don't know. But in any case, the end house hasn't got that up. It's. Oh, what do you call her, Rosie? Her house has, and the house next to her on either side. Those are the three houses.
I've never seen Rosie for years, although she's working.
Well, her husband was
for the workers' education. What is it called? WEA.
Workers' education.
She works for that.
Does she? What doing? Does she lecture? Like?
Yes, I think. Yes.
What subject?
I can't remember, but there was a whole.
Well, it can't be in Morpeth because the only.
No,
thing
it's in Ashington.
The only thing they do in Morpeth is birds, ornithology.
No, I'm sure it's at Ashington. Mm-hmm.
Well, I've never seen it advertised. They do they've got quite a big program in Gosford and Newcastle, and.
I'm not sure. I think I've heard Jean say something about the writers' workshops. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure if she said that Rosie had given them a lecture or something once, and I said, oh, I know Rosie quite well. Where's your coffee?
Thank you. That was very nice, thank you very much. Yes, it was hot. Well, I don't like it too hot, at all, ever. I don't like hot food, ever.
Oh, I know, you like my mother, stone cold.
I don't like it stone cold, I just like it nice. It's what you can't taste it. I'm trying to get it down before it burns your tongue. It's talks about, well, all these spices means that you can't taste the food, you taste the spices. Because that's what it was all about, to taste, take away the taste of the rotten food. That's the whole point of spices.
I know, I think it's hilarious, as dear. Saying my ginger wine was too hot when she's used to eating red hot curries.
But they don't drink red hot stuff, I suppose. I suppose that was the difference. They don't drink red hot stuff, they drink only red hot stuff, and they drink cool things to cool their mouth down.
She drinks tea. Mm. She used to drink tea when she. If I ever. Well, I didn't invite her in for coffee. Well, I did to begin with,
did you not drink coffee?
No. I invite when we walk back from school. When she first came to live round there, and I used to walk back from school with her sometimes and say, would you like a cup of coffee? Because she didn't know anybody, of course. And she'd say, no, thank you. And then after a few weeks, she said, I come in for a cup of tea. So I said, okay. So I used to make tea for her. And it got in the end, actually, if I had to do something that was urgent or I had to go somewhere, I used to have to say to her something like, you know, I better get on, I've got a lot to do this morning, or I've got to be shopping and be back in time to cook Jim's dinner or something like that, because I've got to have his dinner ready at 12 before he goes to work. And if I really was pushed, otherwise she would come in every day. Not that I minded her coming in every day, just didn't always have time.
I wonder how we get plans through that.
And also, if she came in when I had the triplets, it meant that, you know, she was sitting talking to me when I wanted to be playing and taking them out and getting on with doing things with them.
Still haven't sold the house, has it?
No. I was just talking about that today to Betty. You see it, didn't you? Show someone round it once.
No, I've shown two lots of people.
Did you notice the bathroom ceiling?
Yes. Down.
I only saw it. You showed two lots round, didn't you? Mm-hmm. I only showed.
I didn't show them how to open the house up and stood with them and walked round with them. I didn't really.
Well, actually, the time I went in, it was when Gillian was thinking of buying it. And I went, her mother and father were with her, and I just really went in and downstairs, and they went upstairs, and they shouted, oh, Anne, come and look at this. And in the back, I think it was the back bedroom, there was a light switch, and the wiring was sort of hanging from the switch. It looked dangerous. And there was something weird. It wasn't a telephone point. I don't know what it was.
Television point?
No, it came from halfway along the hall, up under the stair carpet, and into the front bedroom. But it didn't have a sort of, you know, the...
Yes, sir.
It didn't have a telephone sort of attachment. And the bathroom ceiling was black mould. And of course, if it had been... I know they came once, because...
Who came?
Well, Siraj dropped Asdia off. And he drove away, and I saw her and the four children go along to the house, as I was in here. And I think she had some paint in her hand. And after about 10 minutes, I thought, what the devil is she doing in there? No, she only had the three children. Afsana wasn't born. That was it. thought, what's she doing in there? That's right, she was pregnant, wasn't she, after... Pregnant? After Sana wasn't born when she left here.
I thought she was, but I couldn't argue.
No.
Sure, she was born here.
No, but... Well, perhaps it wasn't long after Afsana was born. Anyway, it was in the winter.
Is it 2 years then?
It is, you know, I think after...
18 months. Two Christmases.
No, January.
It's two Christmases, anyway.
It's January the 7th. Afsana's birthday, she must be two.
No, since they moved out.
Oh. They moved before the Christmas.
I know, it's two Christmases.
Oh, well, whatever. And that might have been it. Afsana might have been a tiny baby. So I went along there because I thought, if she was painting, the children would be frozen and nothing to sit on and no heating. So I went down and she was painting the bathroom ceiling. And I said, I'll take the children back to my house with me. At least they'll be warm. I can give them a drink or something. So they came back. But of course, if it's been pouring in on that bathroom ceiling again, when Elsie called up to me, come and look at this, the bathroom ceiling was black mould.
It wasn't black when I showed those people around, but it was damp. You can see the stains of the damp.
Perhaps he's been and washed it off again sometimes when it comes through. But nobody, how long is it since the last time we showed them in?
It's quite a while now. I can't remember.
The key's still on our kitchen windowsill, yes. So...
Maybe look at the amount of houses that are for sale.
Oh, yes, but look how quickly Marie sold hers.
But it was in a better state, like a condition, wasn't it?
Well, it was beautiful.
Well, there you are. But, I mean, there's a lot of houses for sale.
Some of them are sold quite quickly. There's new people in number 10, is it? The park, the car just beside Doug's house. I don't see them very much. They seem to use the back door and sort of come out and then go down the back lane. I don't see them coming along the front. They put me coughing. Did you see your mother?
Yes, and she's complaining about not going anywhere.
The places she's been in the last couple of weeks.
Yes.
If she could only remember where she'd been and how much she's enjoying it while she's actually doing it.
Well, cost me £5 for a hair to be done on Monday and another £5 to go out on Brandon Square on Tuesday. Mm-hmm. And then tomorrow she's going to this thing at the chapel.
What thing at the chapel?
One for tea and then for the service afterwards.
Mm. Oh, yes.
So they're going about 4:00.
I'll have to go earlier to see her because they'll be maybe getting a change from everything.
Carol came and asked me, was it all right for her to go? And I said yes. Mind you, didn't go out this afternoon because some of them went up to the British Legion Club this afternoon.
Didn't she want to go, or was it the room?
I don't know if she wants to go or not, but I don't think she would have wanted to go anyway. The, the rather large lady who I always speak to.
Yes.
The best bed.
Yes.
She'd been up and she'd just... She'd really enjoyed herself, just tipping to herself.
When has she been drinking?
She had some whiskies, a couple of whiskies. Yeah, she was...
Well, your mother wouldn't want that.
It was she who told me that she'd be, that's where they'd be. I mean, she remembers everything.
I know. Your mother doesn't remember where she's been as soon as she gets out of the minibus.
Yes, I know. Well, I was just thinking...
She asked the same question over and over.
Looking at those Well, it was Denise who brought the list in, but I'd already picked up a list of the gardens. Oh, you know, the garden scheme in Northumberland.
It's lying around somewhere.
And I thought you might want to go sometime anyway. I'm off on a Sunday. But there's one at Blackton Hall.
Has she got a colostomy bag back on yet? Or rather still leaving it up?
I don't know.
How did it take her anyway if she's got the bag off? The smell knocks you out.
Well, I was thinking we could perhaps take her to Blackton Hall when it's open.
I'm supposing the open air it's okay.
Anyway, they're having...
It's one thing being in a hospital,
depends
on the weather. Somewhere enclosed is...
It depends on the weather, of course.
Not very fair to.
So that, I mean, that's... I'm a half day that day.
I think I read that Blackton was open from...
It's
half
from
past one till half past three, wasn't
right.
it?
No,
or was it half past one... Where did I put it? Was it half past one till dusk? It's not much...
It's late. It's me half day. And
where is it?
I don't know where it is. I've
got so many piles of papers there.
They're not mine, there. Those are all yours. Here it is.
Yeah. I've got my glasses on. I'll do it. I'll read it. You can't see without your glasses.
Okay. There, Blackton, there.
Where are we?
I marked it at the top sometime in May. May the what is it? You can't see it.
Well, I can see it all right. Wait a minute, I'll sit under the light. It's because it's written on blue paper in tiny print.
It's the 3rd of May.
Daffodils and arboretum. Products, plant and cake stores, suitable for wheelchairs.
Well, that's what I was thinking.
Toilet for disabled.
Yeah.
Tea with home-baked scones and cakes. Open from 1 till 5. Mm. It still isn't a lot of time if you finish work at 3:15 and you're not home till...
I'm a half day.
Oh, right. Oh, that's okay then.
I was just thinking we'd take her out that afternoon.
Sunday, May the 3rd.
In fact, I'm going to suggest that we take some of the patients an early about when this is, it's in June.
Well, do you want to go take some of the other patients that day and I'll go as an escort?
Well, on the 12th of July, age concern are having a fair at Blackton Hall all day and that day.
On when?
Twelfth of June
or Hazel's birthday.
What's the 12th of July?
No idea.
12th of July is that?
4th of July is Independence Day.
It's the 12th of July Bastille Day, or is it? No, that's the 14th of July.
I don't think anything's the 12th of July.
No, it's the 14th of July is Bastille Day. Anyway.
And what are you that day?
I'm an early.
Ordinary early, 3:15 early.
Yeah, well, I'm saying that, don't I? I will be, I could be an early or a late. It doesn't matter.
So if you took them that day, you'd be going while you were on duty?
Well, for time, most of the time, or part of the time. But I could organise that. And if, what do you call it?
Is that a Sunday, did you say?
It's a Sunday. If the MS would let me know whether that bus is available or not.
You're not going to drive that bus, are you?
I didn't say I was, but Mr. has got a PSV license. I don't know if I can drive the bus or not. It depends.
Does he drive the buses? The hospital bus?
No, he's never driven. He's not down as a driver for the minibus, no. But he's got a PSV license, which is a different thing altogether.
Yes, but if he was willing to drive in his spare time, he would have his name down, surely, wouldn't
he? Well, one would have thought so, but I said to a Mrs. about the minibus, the MS bus being available, and I said the problem was, or maybe, that we'd have to have drivers who had a PSV licence, or what they call it. It isn't a PSV licence now, it's for a different type.
Well, whatever it's called.
But it's the same thing.
Yeah.
And she says, oh, my husband's just new to this. So he could drive, so there'd be no problem, she says. But he's never, ever, as far as I know, offered to drive the minibus.
Does he work?
Well,
It sounds odd saying, oh, my husband's just renewed his. It makes it sound as if he hasn't had a PSV license for a while. Because if he was working and driving, surely he would have automatically renewed it.
I don't know.
So it sounds as if he's just renewed it after a while. So maybe that's why he's never volunteered before. If he didn't have the license, he couldn't.
Well, yes,
except he could have for the minibus, of course. Where's my knitting gone?
I think he had a pet shop.
You wouldn't need a PSV license for a pet shop.
But I don't know if...
Unless you were a pet shop boy and were a roadie. I can't remember what Lina was doing.
Well, because she periodically brings in the bird seed for the bird on the ward. I'm sure he had whether the business was successful. I have a vague recollection. Somebody said that this pet shop at Blagden was not Blagden.
Blagden? There are no shops at Blagden.
Not Blagden, Burridge.
Oh.
Still take the minibus and just take three or four.
Yeah.
That's an alternative. But that would be a good day for him to go out. Mm-hmm. What would be taking another on the other one?
Yeah.
What would we take them periodically? Well, I'm not. I mean, there's a few when I'm off, so mark the ones on that page. Mark off if you want to go to them. That's when I'm out of deal.
It's a bit far to take her to near Berwick.
I wasn't thinking of taking her, I was thinking of taking you. Anyway, it might be too
and
cold.
And Cornhill on Tweed's a bit far for your mother.
I was thinking of
it's Annick. Howick at Annick.
I was thinking of you going here.
Where's Hallington?
That tells you, doesn't it?
Oh, wait a minute. Between Colwell and Kirkhall.
Etal Manor's open nearly every Sunday.
Wasn't it Kirk? Oh no, it was Capheaton. Was it?
Where Capability Bar came from, yes.
That's right, we never did find his house, did we?
No.
If there's any...
There's nothing.
If there's any remnants of his house, there was certainly no indication of it anywhere in the village. There wasn't even anybody to ask.
No. But if you wanted to go to any of those are marked from our days off, apart from the one to Blandon when I'm half day, when I could go there.
I could walk there.
Well, it's 3 miles, it's over 4 miles. It's, you know, it's 3 miles, it's about 4 miles. You know, we took your mother and we, that time.
Yeah.
That's where we got the bus there. And then in those days there was a bus service that way. I don't think there's a bus service along that way now.
Isn't there?
To get to.
Well, how many houses are on that road? There's only...
Well, there's a fair number. Actually, on the road itself, there's... Well, there is a fair... Well, there's quite a few in the estate itself. Quite a few houses down at the estate.
Yeah. Could you tell me, what did they call the one who lived there, that worked with you?
Ada Lowe?
Yeah. Did
she got a brain tumor.
Oh, that's right. Where is she?
I don't know if she's at home or she's in the
hospital. I used to see her in the hairdressers sometimes.
I mean, she... She went into the RVI with a query stroke.
I know, I remember that.
And query... I think she had query lump on the breast or something. Or a lump somewhere. And they transferred her to the cottage. And she did quite well, and she was home. And whatever lump it was, they said wasn't anything to worry about. But then, it was Leslie, Wingate who was saying that she has a brain tumour. And whether they can operate or not, I don't know.
Mm. Oh dear. She was nice. She is a nice woman.
He retired early, of course, because of his bad knees.
Mm-hmm.
He couldn't. He was the head gamekeeper for Lord.
Yeah.
And the dampness and the tramping over the rough ground in North London wasn't good for his knees.
Mm.
His next bit, you know, came from Horden. Mac calls them my down there. He came from.
Mm. Didn't know that.
And when he came out of the army, you know, after the war, he didn't want to go. Well, I think, I don't know if he went back to the pits and he didn't like, he didn't want to stay there. He felt his job as a gamekeeper and went from there. He went flying back. He was destroyed. He said that if it wasn't for the shooting, they wouldn't have any grass or pheasants because they wouldn't be preserved. Right. It's a very debatable argument. The grouse apparently would.
I nearly stood on a grouse once when we were walking up. Mm. I wasn't walking with you, it was when we were with the Footpath Society. Got the shock of my life. I was walking along talking to Mika, I think. It just shot up from in front of me. I had my foot out. It waited till the very last second.
Well,
couldn't believe it. Perhaps it decided to stay put and I wouldn't notice it was there. And maybe at the last second it decided it would run for it.
Well, we nearly, when I was up with the children up at, when I was still in New York, Allendale, and we'd gone up into the lowest. And we were coming down in the minibus, and we stopped for some reason. I can't remember when we stopped. Anyway, it was a good job we did, because these grouse and these chickens, I mean, they were so blended in with the roadside, we could hardly see them, and then they moved. So we were coming down so slowly, and I think we stopped suddenly, because there they walked across the path. You couldn't see them when they were on the roadside, you know, on the, but when they moved onto the actual track, when we saw them. Mm. Until we got the red squirrel, we saw it at spring, and it was out.
Well, Edith told me that as soon as she bought her house, do you know which is her house?
That's a big to it.
What did you go there for?
To deliver something for you.
Oh, maybe a Christmas card it would be. Because that the, you know,
that's not where we saw the red squirrel.
You know, at the left-hand side of her house, they've planted some trees.
That's out the back, though.
Yeah, but there was already, no, it's at the, oh.
It's out the back?
No, the back of her house opens, has,
goes out onto the spring hill itself.
The back of her house, the back garden, faces onto a field. There's the fence. Over the fence from that their back garden is the field. But, but to the left of their house, when you're facing the front door, to the left,
there are some trees. Outside or inside?
Outside. There are some trees there. There was already quite a few trees there. It was like a small wood. And they've planted some extra ones. I think they've planted some fruit trees. It's a huge garden. So they've got a wood in it. But from the time they moved in, she noticed red squirrels.
Well, we didn't walk that way. We went up further down.
I think she said she'd seen a badger as well.
Well, it's quite possible. And from there onwards, remember, there's nothing.
No.
You know, after those
houses.
Yes,
I mean, that's right.
There's fields until you get to the Irish Sea, isn't there, just about?
Well, yes.
Well, there's a few odd houses, a few odd villages, which are only small, but there's nothing much, really. When you leave Morpeth going west, it's countryside all the way.
Mm-hmm. She's gone to California, Edith.
Is she?
I met her. Yes, I don't know if she's gone alone or with a friend, but she said she wanted to. She'd never been to California, and she wanted to go before she was too old and crotchety to get there, because he's in no fit state to go anywhere anymore.
So
she asked. She asked a sister-in-law, because Sheila's living. Near her daughter.
Near Berwick somewhere.
Somewhere near Berwick, yes. Lady Kirk. No, they moved from Lady Kirk into Berwick, I think. And Sheila